Martin Regan, Niamh Connell manager. I suppose, Martin, you come on the finals, you look to come away with victories, and you continue to do that, doing back-to-back in the league. Special for you?
Ah, yeah, look, it's nice, definitely. You worked hard all year in the league games, and we found ourselves in this position in the league final. Maybe it's probably something, wasn't something we were targeting all year, but when you find yourself in the home straight, you know, with a few games left and thinking you can get to the league final, you want to give it a shot, and we're delighted to get in here, and obviously then once you're here, you want to see it over the line. So no, we're very pleased now.
It's your 10th year in management, I think, and I suppose the hunger, the desire and that appetite is still there within Niamh Connell.
Oh, it is, yeah. Look, at you have new boys coming in every year as well that bring the whole thing on, and all the older lads as well keep driving the whole thing on. So no, we feel we're in a good enough place now at the moment, definitely.
Suppose coming into a new season, you're looking for new players, you've got a number of headaches no doubt going into championship now, because from your minors and your under 21s, you've popped a few of them in, and they've really responded well for you, Martin.
Ah, they have, they've done brilliant. You know, you've the likes of Finbar and Tiernan there have come in there this year, and they've been a breath of fresh air, so they have just the energy they bring. But also the likes of Conor Rorty. Conor was missing there today, he's had a brilliant league campaign, and Neil Francis Boyle, Mark McDevitt, a lot of boys that wouldn't have played much championship last year. You know, Leo Dunphy has been exceptional for us this year, and again today he was really, really good. So look, they've all made a big difference as well throughout the year, and you know, they're the reason we're in this league final and have a bit of success today.
Looking at the game, suppose it was 4-3 with 20 minutes gone, and getting the goal, that all-important goal from Brendan McDair, some would say it was he didn't mean to score it the fashion he did, but a goal's a goal. Big score at a crucial time.
It was, yeah. And like, I suppose we were kind of pleased enough, that was a strong enough wind out there. We're probably pleased enough with where we were at that stage, but that goal made a huge difference. And you know, I think we tagged on maybe 2 points after that before half time as well. So we felt we were in a really good position at half time, being six up against that wind, and that's the way it transpired in the second half. We got a few scores early, and the game kind of petered out there towards the last 15-20 minutes, probably a wee bit.
Big performances from a number of players, but suppose when you're reflecting on anything, Guidor did get in a number of times, and suppose if they took those goal opportunities, you know, it might have been a tighter affair maybe.
Oh, definitely. Look, we've loads to work on and to improve on there from that regard. The first half there, they got, I think, 2 goal chances in the first half that would have made a big difference. You know, we got the lucky goal, I suppose, and they missed 2 goals, so we could have been just as easy levelled half time or 3 points down at half time if some of them goals had worked out the other way. And even in the second half, they had a few chances there, a chance to bring it back to 4-5 at one stage. So look, there's loads to work on, and there's no harm in that either, with championship just around the corner.
I'm just looking at championship now. It's important to go in with confidence, but with a trophy, it helps a little bit more, Martin.
Ah, I suppose it does. Look, it won't count for much in 3-4 weeks once championship starts. You know, we've lost league finals in the past, we've won league finals in the past, and you know, they don't mean much. It's great at the time, right? When you are here, you want to win it, and we'll enjoy going back to the town tonight. But look, it won't count for much in 3 or 4 weeks, so it won't.
Martin, as I said, you're 10 years in management, maybe longer, but look, it's a factor that Niamh Connell are bringing in new players year in, year out, and keeping them hungry. How do you do it?
Ah, look, it's the energy they bring themselves, the lads that come in there. You see them bouncing about the field, and they want this. I suppose they see the success the years before, and they all want to be part of it, so it's important. But, you know, the new players coming in, but also the, you know, you have the, as I said, the ex Neil Francis Boyle. The boys are there 2 or 3 years before they see game time, that they stick around. That's really, really important as well, and that keeps the options open for us, so it does, definitely.